Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Downfield gem. Let's go ahead and get our starting lineups. We'll send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Thanksgiving shootout. This contest features the Pretzels from Freeport High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are your starters for Freeport. Number 15, Brooklyn Sellers. Number 1, Alexis Lacey. Number 21, Mariela Sanchez. Number 4, Callie Yoder. And number 20, Kenzie Kleckler. Freeport, coached by Coach Bridges and Coach Carroll. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted this morning, Mr. Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill
Allison. Oh, Josh Biddle's here, too.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups. Great Bridges. I actually had to, the reason Bill said that was because that's what their roster says. It just says Coach Bridges and Coach Carroll. That's the roster they sent. I actually looked it up on the IHSA website.
Oh, okay.
So his first name is Greg Bridges. All right, just about ready to tip things off here. Streaks in their home white with silver, silver number, silver and black trim. It'll be Audrey Peck at 5'11", stepping into the center circle for the Streaks. And probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 5'10-ish will be Brooklyn Sellers stepping in for Freeport. A little bit shorter, maybe 5'9 to 5'10", I would say.
Yeah, right about there.
Tip one by the Pretzels.
Bill also called it the shootout. So
it says that's what I think on the schedule that Coach Massey had sent. It said the shootout as Freeport turns the ball over to start the ball game.
So off the air conversation Tom and I had Tuesday night as to whether this is still the Thanksgiving tournament, but now it seems the name slightly changed to the shootout.
Streaks with it. Riley Jenkins drives down the left side, and there's going to be a foul called, a push from
Alexis
behind.
Lacey.
It goes against Lacey. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game.
Alexis, I would assume it's related, probably sisters, to Toni Lacey,
but
who
then
is
now they,
out.
Yeah, they said they don't have her. They said she's just not on the roster anymore, so I don't know if she's hurt. Or
It said she was a scratch.
Okay, it did say a scratch. First free throw up and good for Riley Jenkins. Streaks have a 1-0 lead. 7:41 to play here in the first quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here on WGIL. Of course, the Harvest Time Share-a-thon going on as well. Make your calls to make your pledges to help out the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter. Second shot up and good as well for Riley. Make a 2-0 streak, so pick up with some full-court pressure.
We did not see this on Tuesday.
No, we didn't. They break it this time, though. And
momentarily,
Kaylee Yoder
fumbled.
Shot was up and missed. That was, I believe, Kleckler.
Sanchez.
I'm sorry. Now we got another foul the other way. Chelsea Stevenson drives in on the right side, and this foul is going to go against Kaylee Yoder. That'll be her first second team foul on Freeport. So it looks like we're going to see a little more, maybe more up-tempo game from the Streaks here this morning. Chelsea Stevenson with the first of two. Missed that one. 7:25 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0.
Second shot, that missed as well, but Audrey Peck comes down with the board.
Good offensive rebound for Audrey. Came off long, and she went up and got a free point in a man-to-man defense. Right wing, this is Audrey Peck to Lauren Livingston. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Fakes, goes right, gives to Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing, fires a three, bounced off, no good. Rebound is going to go off. Oh, I thought it was off of the Streaks. I thought maybe Kaylee Miller hit it, but they said Brooklyn Sellers lost it, so it'll go back to the Streaks. And Riley Jenkins will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Audrey Peck. Out high to Kaylee Miller on the left side. Left baseline to Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the left-handed three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound offensive Lauren Livingston lost a handle on it. Ball goes to the floor, gets loose. Still a scrum on the floor, and finally a whistle blows. And a jump ball. The possessioner is going to point toward the Streaks. So Galesburg gets it back. Riley Jenkins will trigger from the left baseline once again.
And a nice play with the back door. Chelsea Stevens came flying down the backside of the play. She gets the ball, puts it up, can't finish, but she is fouled, and that foul looks like it's going to go on Kleckler.
Yeah, Kleckler. Kenzie Kleckler. That's her, K-L-A-C-K-L-E-R. There's an extra L in there. First free throw up and missed.
Chelsea's struggling a little bit from the line here. 0 for 3 already.
The second. Make it 3-0 Streaks. Full court pressure once again. And it comes to Lacey. Trapped up and travel. No call. Gets it to Sellers, who gets it across. Back to Sellers in the paint. Drives down the right side. Puts it off the side of the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kaylee Miller for the Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Kicks it out to Kaylee Miller. Swing it over to the left wing to Riley Jenkins for three. Missed that one too strong. Rebound comes out long to Kleckler for Freeport. And Coach Greg Bridges, just three players on the bench. I'm guessing the other young lady in street clothes is probably the other Lacey, Tony, as Greg Bridges calls a timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-0. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. Find your dream home. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you there's a great Christmas holiday light display right in your own backyard. The Gift of Lights returns to Lincoln Park on Friday and Saturday nights, the first three weekends in December. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
After the Freeport miss, Streaks come back down. Kaylee Miller nails a three from the left wing. Make it 6-0 Streaks.
Interestingly enough, though, after the May basket, the Streaks did not press, but they're going to get a steal here.
And Cadence Leidick with the steal. That's what she's in there for. Great defensive player. Had a good game the other night. Couple of key steals. She was our day's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game. She's in. Also, in there with the starters, and it's Lauren Livingston for three out high left side. Can't hit, but gets her own rebound. Nice touch pass to Audrey Peck. Lost the handle momentarily, couldn't hold on, and now the ball gets knocked away, but it's going to go off Riley Jenkins last, and Freeport will get it back. And is that the first Streaks turnover?
It is.
Checking in for Freeport, Marissa Katzenberger. And who did she replace? Was it Lacey, maybe? Alexis Lacey. 5:37 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-0, and it comes to Yoder. Out high right side, a steal by Riley Jenkins. 2-on-1 break. Nice pass to Cadence Leidick running the floor. Lays it up and in. Just the second basket for the Streaks. There are other points that come from the free throw line. 8-0 Streaks. 5:20 to play first quarter. Right wing, Mariela Sanchez. And gives way to Katzenberger looking for help, and she traveled with it. She was trapped and got herself off balance trying to fake her way out of the trap, and the Streaks get it back as Chelsea Stevenson will check back in. She'll replace Kaylee Miller. Also in for the Streaks, Arlita Brown will give Audrey Peck a break.
Five turnovers now for the Pretzels, so Streaks coming out strong so far defensively.
Lauren Livingston, top of the key, down the right side. She stops at the right elbow, puts up the 15-footer, airballed that one, and the rebound is going to fall out of bounds and go back the other way. Lauren had her, you know, you watch her. She's got a good-looking stroke. I watch her in Meet the Streak. She was hitting them. Game time, she just has not been able to let it loose quite yet.
Yeah, and, you know, we have an odd perspective because we're on the essentially on the baseline in the corner, as anybody knows our broadcast position. I actually thought that looked like it was going to go in or at least grab rim, and it didn't touch anything.
This is Sellers at the free throw line for Freeport. Goes down the right side of the lane, kicks out, and now it's Yoder out high right side between the circles, Katzenberger.
I'm guessing you shut down Sellers, they don't have much of an offense because she seems to be the most aggressive player out there.
Sanchez with sort of a runner, end up being a pass and a basket. I guess you're giving her assist. I don't know. Kenzie Kleckler caught it on the other side. It was kind of a running shot that just went over the basket right into the hands of Kleckler, who put it up off the glass and in first basket. Now Lauren Livingston for three out high. Again, right on target, a little bit long, and the rebound comes down to Kleckler for Freeport. 4:10 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-2. Katzenberger out between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Sanchez. Left wing, it's Kleckler. Back to Sanchez, give and go. Left side shot blocked by Chelsea Stevenson. Rebound, Arlita Brown. Riley Jenkins on the run. Left side, goes to the wing. Fakes, now steps back. Shoots it from 18, can't hit. Rebound on the weak side, Arlita Brown. Put it up, can't hit. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound this time. They're going to say, was it Arlita or Lauren that reached in on the rebound?
Who got the board for Freeport?
Let's see.
Was it
I believe
Kleckler?
It was, no, I think it was Yoder.
Yoder.
Yeah, foul went against Arlita Brown. First team foul on the streaks.
Nalea Schultz into the game, replacing, it looks like, going to the bench was Mariela Sanchez.
Full court pressure again for the streaks. Back end, Kaylee Miller and Audrey Peck as Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston get a break. A near turnover, but they're able to get it back to the top of the key to Sellers. Sellers out high left side to Nalea. What did you say, Nalea?
Nalea, and here's a steal. And
Cadence Leidick again. Oh, missed it. Rebound, Audrey Pecto. Hustle down. Couldn't hit the shot. Second rebound off the hands of Kaylee Miller. Oh, they're going to say it goes back to the streaks. Good hustle again. Cadence Leidick does a great job defensively. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Then Audrey Peck hustled down on the putback. Couldn't get it to fall. And I think
time
Coach
out.
Massey called
Bridges.
Okay, this is a 30-second timeout this time. 3:18 to play, first quarter still. 8-2, the streaks with the lead.
Well, I like what we've seen in the early going this season so far, Tom, from Kenyon Slidek. It's one of those things, if you can have, especially, and this isn't meant to be demeaning, but especially in girls basketball, if you overplay those passing lanes, there are some of the weaker teams that are going to throw the pass anyway, and you're going to be able to get a bunch of steals. And we've seen that in years past when the streaks have had really aggressive defensive players, the Townsville sisters and players like that that will sit in passing lanes. They can get a bunch of steals, and a nice job so far by Kaden Zlidek playing that way.
Kaylee Miller on the left wing with it. Takes it back out between the circles against Freeport man-to-man defense. She'll give to Arlita Brown on high left side between the circles. Audrey Peck, right wing. It goes to Kaylee Miller. She'll fire the three. Good!
Wow.
That was a long one for Kaylee Miller, her second of the ball game.
And not only that, but she had caught the ball ready to shoot, decided not to, looked inside for a pass, decided, well, you know what, I'm going to take that shot anyway. So she was able, she did not catch and shoot that in rhythm. She just kind of decided, oh, I'm going to put that one up, and got it up and good.
Then got back on the defensive end, knocked the ball out of bounds, and it'll go back to Freeport on the near side. And now Caden Slidek with a steal.
It's her third.
Cadence on the dribble, right side, all the way down, gets a nice pick from Audrey Peck, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound comes down to
Kleckler.
Kleckler for Freeport.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Cadence can get that fast break layup down, she's going to score some points this year.
Absolutely. And now nearly another turnover, and it is as Katzenberger lost the ball, saved it in bounds. Kaylee Miller has it, lays it up with the left hand and in. She's got eight. Streaks lead 13-2, 2:20 to play, first quarter.
Kaylee coming out strong this year with scoring. She's done a nice job. We've seen her shoot from hit from inside and outside.
Guess who just got another steal? Caden Slidek. My goodness. She's already thinking about that day's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Arlita Brown out high left side. Top of the key, Audrey Peck. Out high right side, it goes to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee, backdoor pass to Audrey Peck, and she gets bumped. No call. Turns around, puts it up, and got it. Nice job by Audrey. Got herself a little bit far under the basket, then gathered herself, turned back the other way, put it up and in over the outstretched arms of Sellers, make it 15-2.
Yeah, great job there by Audrey. She worked the post move. She used her footwork and got herself in better position to score that.
Arlita Brown with a steal this time. I think Kaylee Miller knocked her away. Arlita comes up with it. Now left wing, right on top of the three-point arc.
Oh!
Kelsey Stevenson gets the shooter's roll on that one. Unfortunately, she was on top of the line, but she puts it up and in and make it 17-2. Streaks, a minute 27 to play. Another ooh, a near steal by Cates, but as she got a little bit far in and bumped Yoder, so that's going to be the first foul on Cadence.
Talk about bad ratios. We talked about that last game with Metamora. Their turnovers were pretty high for their low scoring, and we're going to see that again. Freeport right now, 9 turnovers, only 2 points.
Wow, that's tough. That is tough. Lacey back in for the Pretzels. Also in is Samaya Williams. And underneath, shot missed twice. They got the rebound. That was Kleckler. Couldn't hit. Streaks come away with it. Lauren Livingston, left baseline. Kaylee Miller finds Audrey Peck down on the block, turns, puts it up, can't hit, but gets fouled by Brooklyn Sellers. That'll be her first, and that is the fourth team foul on Freeport.
Was it Audrey that finally got that rebound for the Streaks down there?
I believe so.
Yeah.
She does.
That's her fifth.
Does a really good job running the floor also.
Yeah,
after
and
a rebound.
She's been real active on the boards, too, these first two games. That's good to see as well. As well, again, we talked about last game, the Streaks a little thin on the front line this year.
Audrey hits the first of two free throws. She's got 3 points, 18-2. The Streaks lead, a minute 7 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up and bounces high and then bounces through.
Well, and I was a little concerned because Audrey took off, but she never crossed the free throw line. She went lateral across it before that ball hit the rim.
Quick move. Lacey takes it coast to coast. She lays it up and in. Alexis Lacey for Freeport. And now it's a three-pointer right baseline from Chelsea Stevenson. Missed. Lacey has again one-on-one against Riley Jenkins. Goes left, puts it up. Got it. Wow, she's quick. Well, that's going to be what they're going to have to do to score, it looks like. 21-4 Streaks lead. There shouldn't be 21-6. Yeah,
it's
21-6 now, yeah. 38 seconds to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston throws down to the right corner to Chelsea Stevenson. They close out defensively. Back out high to Riley Jenkins. Streaks will work for one, it looks like, with 30 seconds to play. Riley takes it to the left wing, gets to Lauren, top of the key. Nope, she'll fire the three from straight away. Too strong. Rebound is going to go off of Freeport last as Audrey Peck did a nice job keeping it alive. And it goes off of Kleckler, and the Streaks will have it on the right baseline with 20.3 to play. Riley Jenkins to inbound. In it comes Audrey Peck, right wing. Out high it goes to Kaylee Miller, top of the key. Back to Riley Jenkins, left baseline. She'll penetrate, hesitation dribble, bounces for Lauren Livingston. Shot blocked by Sellers, but Audrey Peck with the offensive rebound. Thought she got fouled, no call. And it's Williams that comes away with it for Freeport. Samaya Williams. And now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Two-on-one break. Lauren stops at the top of the key, fires it from on top of the three-point arc, just missed it. Great. I didn't even notice the clock. Lauren did a great job. She realized she was going to take it all the way. Then she realized the clock was running out, stopped and took the shot. Couldn't hit it, but we have played one quarter of basketball. Streaks dominating so far this morning. It's Galesburg 21, Freeport 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. Find your dream home. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I don't think we missed it. Back here at Johnfield Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, heading into the second quarter, Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Freeport Pretzels. You know, we're trying to figure out, the scoreboard says 21-6, we both have the Streaks with 19 points. I don't think we missed something anywhere.
It's strange if we both missed it. You know, every once in a while, one of us misses it. But.
Well, especially during that Grinnell-style period,
right.
You know, we'd both be looking down, writing down one basket. By that time we'd looked up, they'd already scored another basket, but... Well, the scoreboard says 21-6. We'll stay with that for now. Freeport with the basketball to start the second half, and another turnover. Pass over the top of Sellers. She couldn't get to it. Riley Jenkins with it. She'll drive down the right side. Laid it up. Go! It rolled off. No good, but she's fouled. What a great job by Riley. Took it up with the right hand. Lacey in there with a foul. That's her second. Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two more shots. She had 2 for 2 in the first quarter. I don't know who we would have missed a basket on or free throws.
Well, all the numbers on the board we have right now.
Okay.
So,
and that's all the starters in. And nobody, well, Cadence Leidick did score.
I was going to say, Cadence Leidick scored.
So how many points do they have for us on the board? Do they have 21 up there now, or do they have 19?
21.
Okay.
On the actual board, they have 17.
17. Okay, so it would be 19. Yeah, because Cadence Leidick's the only other one that scored a basket. I'm not sure what some – oh, Riley must have some blood on her hand. They're covering that up. Must got scratched on the way up there. And so the trainer is taking care of her before she shoots a free throw. Unfortunately, it's on her shooting hand, on the left wrist, but I'm guessing just a scratch is enough to – if there's any blood, they got to have it covered up, no matter. She's smiling. She's coming back out. She'll shoot her free throws.
Well, what's the rule on that? I mean, usually you have to come out of the game, but because she's shooting free throws,
maybe that's it. I don't know. I never even thought of that. I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe that's it, just because she was shooting, or something. They could take care of quickly. I don't know. Hits the first one. She's got three. Make it either 20 or 22-6. I'm just going to say what's on the scoreboard. Otherwise, right. I'm going to be confused. At some point, they'll get it straightened out as Riley hits both. And the Streaks come out with full court pressure. Then it comes to Williams, trapped in the corner, looking for help. And a near steal by Cadence Leidick gets knocked away. It's going to go back to Freeport on the baseline. Good job on the trap by the Streaks. Then Cadence Leidick helping cover as they tried to swing it back the other way. Full court pressure again. This time it comes into Lacey,
travel.
And she double dribbled. Oh, traveled. Okay. Well, they called the travel. I think she did. I think she did both. She double dribbled, then took a step with it. So another Freeport turnover with 7:36 to play here in the first half. Lauren Livingston with it against Freeport man-to-man. Arlita Brown, top of the key, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Now to Cadence Leidick. She'll fire the three. Oh, blocked by Lacey. Nice defensive play. Great timing, but good job by Cadence Leidick getting back and defending her. Sellers now runs down the right side, missed the shot. Good defense by Arlita Brown. And it was Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Back the other way, Kaylee Miller missed a shot. Kleckler comes up with it for Freeport. Lacey, a very quick player. Nice job again defensively by Cadence Leidick, making her pick up her dribble, coming across midcourt, and she nearly lost it. Now they get it underneath to Williams. She can't hit the shot. Rebound's going to go off the hands of, knocked away from Cadence Leidick by Sellers. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Audrey Peck back in. Chelsea Stevenson back in, and Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston. We'll get a break with 6:56 to play. Back in for Freeport is Kaylee Yoder. And she replaced Lacey. Lacey with four of the six Freeport points. Are they in a 1-3-1?
Yeah, I was about to say Freeport backing it up into a 1-3-1. Now, usually the soft spot here is backside block because inevitably the team forgets to cover it.
Cadence Leidick fires from on top of the three-point arc, right baseline, can't hit it. Rebound comes down to Williams for Freeport. Out high right side, it goes to Sanchez. We're saying Mary Ellis, M-A-R-I-E-L-Y-S. Mary Ellis Sanchez. Now Williams top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Yoder. At the high post, it went inside to Sellers, and it's taken away by Audrey Peck. Now Riley Jenkins on the run. Stops free throw line, hesitates. Now goes down the left side, puts it up, can't hit. Audrey Peck there with a rebound. Steps back, puts it up off the glass, can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. She does a really nice job on positioning.
Yes, and she... What I liked about that is sometimes you see players come in and they don't want to take the rebound away from the smaller player right there. Riley probably in decent position, but you're better off just getting the basketball. And that's what Audrey did. She went up. She had the better positioning, so she went up and got it. Something on the floor.
I don't know if it was a contact they were looking for or what, but something on the floor. My guess is it's a contact.
Yeah, it's
the way
it's
she's holding
like
it on her finger. That's Kleckler, and she's going to come out. Katzenberger is going to come back in.
Nope, that's Schultz.
Or Schultz, excuse me, yeah. Nalea Schultz as Audrey Peck goes to the free throw line with two shots and hits the first.
I'll tell you what, if you told me Nalea Schultz was in seventh grade, I would believe you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
She is a young-looking sophomore.
She's a sophomore. They don't have a senior on their roster. A freshman, a couple of sophomores, and the rest are juniors. Second shot missed, and the rebound comes down to Yoder for Freeport. Under 6 minutes to play, first half, Streaks lead 24-6. On the dribble, this is Sanchez, right wing, goes baseline. Nice job by Riley Jenkins. And
Riley's
got to
be careful, though, because she got aggressive going for that steal, and she's putting her hands down. And usually when you get your hands down around the waist of the other player, that's where you're going to get that foul for a reach. And no call there, but the ball did go off of Riley and out of bounds.
Kleckler back in after getting her contact fixed. She replaces Sanchez. This is Schultz with it. Right wing to Yoder. Back out high it goes to Schultz. Top of the key, out between the circles. It's Williams. Out high left side it goes to Kleckler. Kleckler swings it over right side to Schultz.
Candace was going.
Yeah,
Candace
another near steal, but they lost a handle, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it anyway.
Kids, I promise by the end of the season I'll have your name right. Keep wanting to say Candace.
Left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson fires from on top of the three-point arc, rolls off no good, rebound to Yoder. Now Cadence knocks it away, and who's going to get called for the push? Are they going to call? No, they called Yoder. As Cadence had knocked the ball away as she was running after it, Yoder pushed her from behind. That is the third foul on Kaylee Yoder. Nice hustle again by Cadence Leidick. And that's 17 fouls, so Cadence is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. As let's see, we had Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston come back in as Riley Jenkins and Arlita Brown get a break.
Coach Mancy switching up the sub pattern from when we saw against Metamora. It seemed like Riley and Lauren would usually go out together. Today he's keeping one of them on the floor at all times.
First free throw missed, but Audrey Peck there with a rebound. Spins in, puts it up, and rolls off no good. Nice rebound again. Couldn't get the put back to fall. Nice job by Audrey Peck with his Kleckler. Eight rebounds and
for Kleckler and Peck.
5 minutes to play here in the first half. Ball knocked away by Chelsea Stevenson. It's going to go back to Freeport on the near sideline, far into the floor. 24-6 Streaks lead. Well, I hope we pick up the score. The continuous clock, is that just fourth quarter?
Yes.
Now a steal by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee down the left side, lays it up. Got it, and she's pushed by Schultz. So a chance for the and one for Kaylee Miller, a traditional three-point play possible for her after hitting a couple of threes and a two in the first quarter, make a 26-6 Streaks. Foul on Schultz is her first. That is 18 fouls on the pretzel. Shot up and no good. Audrey Peck with another rebound. Puts it up, bounces off, no good. Nearly got another rebound, but Kleckler pulls it away. Well, Audrey jumps well, too. She's got long arms, good positioning, but she jumps well on top of it.
And she's just got incredibly long arms.
Yeah.
and the thing she does, and Cadence Leidick with another steal, and here she comes again.
Nope. Traveled, no call, but they're going to call the foul. She tried to gather herself. She was going to go left side and change her mind and went right, and she actually got an extra step in there, but we got a break and got the foul.
But what I was saying was what Audrey does a nice job of is she lets her vertical and her arms do a lot of work. Usually you see players, they'll jump into people to get rebounds. She reaches over them and keeps space between the bodies.
Yeah, because a lot of the rebounds she's gotten, especially here this morning, you see players getting called for over the back.
Right.
But she's able, like I said, to keep that distance, use her length. As Cadence Leidick hits both free throws, she's got 4 points, make it 28-6 Streaks. 4.5 minutes to play first half. Full court pressure, another steal by Cadence Leidick.
Yep.
In the paint, puts it up, short, rebound tapped away. It's going to go back to
ball.
The Streaks. Yeah, Audrey Peck tapped it, but it went off of Kleckler, so the Streaks get it back on the right baseline. Kaylee Miller will inbound. Kaylee Miller with it on the right baseline. Inbounds to Lauren Livingston coming down the right side. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Gets tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball possession. And we're pointing toward the Streaks.
Interestingly enough there, it kind of looked like Sellers went over the back.
Yeah, that's
call. Lauren did a good job fighting for the basketball nonetheless to keep the possession alive for the Streaks.
So she's got to fix her ponytail here. And Kaylee Miller will inbound from the right baseline again. And it comes out high right side. Cadence Leidick right back to Kaylee. Right baseline. Fires a three. Missed that one. Rebound comes out long. And it's Williams that takes it away for Freeport. Williams on the run down the right side. Shot blocked by Cadence Leidick. And the rebound, Chelsea Stevenson. Great defensive play by Cadence Leidick. Now down to the left baseline. It goes to Lauren Livingston. 10-footer bounces off. No good. Audrey Peck, another rebound. Up and in.
That's 10.
7 points, 10 rebounds for Audrey Peck. My guess is she's going to get a double-double today.
It's looking good.
30-6 streaks, 3:50 to play here in the first half. A near steal by Kaylee Miller. Kleckler has it, puts up the 15-footer, can't hit. Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound. Lauren down court to Cadence Leidick.
If the score holds, though, she might not play much in the third. Foul there, that's no true. Call.
Yeah. Wow, Cadence Leidick put it up, and it looked like Schultz had a hold of her arm. Shot missed, rebound came down to Sellers. Now it's Katzenberger, knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Katzenberger gets it back in the left corner, looking for help, gets it out to Schultz. Katzenberger and Schultz both, I would say, if you said seventh grade players, you'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
Katzenberger a junior, though. Now Williams drives down the right side, missed the shot. Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound. Down court to Cadence Leidick running the floor, right wing. Gets out to Lauren Livingston. She'll fire the three out high right side. Rolls off, no good. Kaylee Miller tried to get the rebound. Went off of her last. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to Freeport as Riley Jenkins and Arlita Brown check back in. Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. Back in for Freeport, it's Alexis Lacey and Samaya Williams will go to the bench with 3:07 to play in the first half. Streaks will come out with full court pressure again, leading 30-6.
Tom, this is the point where you kind of want Lauren just to go to the basket, get a layup or something. She's got to get something, get her feel. She's 0-for-9 from the field. And, you know, it's just one of those shooting slumps right now that she's in that one basket could break it.
Wow, Lacey made a nice move that time, crossed over, coming up on Lauren Livingston. It looked, almost went like she went through Lauren's legs. I couldn't tell, but she laid it up and in. Now Lauren has it, and as you said, goes toward the basket, kicks it out. Kaylee Miller left baseline, missed the three. Rebound weak side comes down to Katzenberger for Freeport.
Well, the other thing is if I'm Coach Bridges, I'm finding a way to kind of focus the offense around Lacey a little bit more because she looks impressive handling that basketball.
Yeah, she's as quick as about anybody you see. Shot blocked by Kaylee Miller.
Who's Michi's daughter at Peoria? What was
Edwards.
I always say it wrong. It's like Diara. Or something like that.
She was ultra quick.
That's who she kind of reminds me of, only with better, I think Lacey has better handles.
Yeah. Let's see. Cadence Leidick is going to get a break as Audrey Peck comes back in. Sellers is going to go out and Yoder back in for Freeport. They'll inbound for the right baseline. Schultz gets in to Lacey. Now it's Yoder on the right wing. Back out to Lacey on high right side near the center circle. It's Katzenberger. 2:24 to play here in the first half. Katzenberger, shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Rebound comes away to Kaylee Miller, and a reach is going to go against, Schultz. They call it on Nalea Schultz. That's her second, and we'll walk about back down this, but that's 10 team fouls, so that's going to be two shots for Kaylee Miller. Kaylee missed her only attempt for the free throw line earlier. She has got, missed that one. She's got 10 points with 2:18 to play here in the first half. Armani Rivas getting ready to check in for the Streaks. That'll be quick on quick.
Yeah.
Second shot is up and good for Kaylee Miller. She's got 11. Make it 31-8. So she checks in and replaces Kaylee Miller. Now we still got Riley guarding Lacey, though. Right wing it goes to Schultz. And Armani with a steal right off the bat. Armani Rivas with it. Kicks back to Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it across. Armani is a 5'1 junior. Right corner goes to Chelsea Stevens out high right side. Riley Jenkins. Free throw line is Armani Rivas. Left baseline. 17-footer up.
Yeah!
And
there we go, Armani.
Rivas with her first basket.
Comes off the bench and gets right into it.
33-8 streaks with a minute 45 to play here in the first half. Lacey on the dribble. Right wing it goes to Schultz. Out high right side, a near steal by Audrey Peck, but Yoder able to get it back. Yoder kicks over to Katzenberger. Left wing it goes to Lacey. Now it's Kleckler. Left wing, 10-footer up and good.
Wow.
Kind of faced up and put that one right up and in. Kleckler and Lacey have all the points for Freeport. 33-10. Out high right side, it's Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Arlita Brown. Left wing, Armani Rubitz. Kicks it over to Riley Jenkins. Fakes a three. Penetrates. Kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson. Right baseline for three. Missed that one. Armani Rivas with a rebound. Shortest player on the floor. She'll turn around, put up the 18-footer. Can't hit. And the rebound comes down on the weak side to Kleckler for Freeport with a minute to play in the first half.
And Kleckler's got 10 rebounds.
Wow. Must have been a lot of missed shots in this game.
Yeah.
Because that's, what, three players with 30 rebounds or almost? Yeah. Or?
Well, Kleckler has 10 and Audrey has 10.
And I thought so. Maybe it was Kleckler you said before had 8, yeah. I guess. Okay, so.
And a steal by Audrey Peck.
Now it's Riley Jenkins, 2-on-1 break. Riley dumps it off to Armani. She puts it up off the glass and in. Nice fast break by the Streaks, 35-10 with 33 seconds to play in the half. This is Yoder out high between the circles to Katzenberger. Left side it goes to Schultz. Left corner, Yoder inside, a steal by Armani Rivas. Her second of the ball game already. She gets bumped, now keeps her dribble, goes right through the defense, laid it up, missed it. Ah, that was a really good play. She got bumped twice and was able to keep her dribble. And Kleckler comes away with it. 8 seconds to play.
I wonder if she knows.
I don't think so. Katzenberger, I don't think. I know she definitely doesn't. Now it's Lacey right wing. She knows. She fires the 17-footer. Missed it. Rebound to Katzenberger. Shot blocked by Chelsea Stevenson. We have played one half of basketball, and it's either 33 or 35-10. We'll see if that changes at halftime when they go through the scoring. We're pretty sure it's 33, but the scoreboard says 35-10. Either way, a good first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and they lead the Freeport Pretzels here this morning heading into afternoon. First of two games today. All right, we'll take a timeout, come back, talk about the first half. We'll get a chance to run down our halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 35-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
On Thanksgiving, many of us will spend time with our loved ones and reflect on what we're thankful for. But this is also a time to consider those who are hungry and homeless. In fact, it's a startling statistic, but one in every 30 children experiences homelessness every year here in the United States. And the problem is closer than you think. That's why the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter and Women's Pregnancy Center exists. To provide food, clothing, shelter, and counseling, all free of charge to men, women, and their children. The Harvest Time Share-a-thon is going on until 6 tonight. You can help address hunger and homelessness right here in our area by making your pledge right now. Call the special Share-a-thon number, 342-9194. Or you can donate online at galesburgrescuemission.org. Volunteers will be standing by until 6 o'clock tonight to take your pledge.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We are at halftime. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Freeport Pretzels. Eric's down checking the official score right now. They have it on the board 35-10. We both have 33, so he's going to see if we missed a basket or a missed 2 points somewhere for the Streaks or what. So we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, it's either 35-10 or 33-10. Either way, the Streaks dominant in the first half. They outscored them either 19 or 21-6 in the first quarter. And 4 points for Freeport in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. So the Streaks won their game the other night over Metamora 52-25. The earlier game here today, it was Washington just dominated United Township. United Township just looked really out of sorts, did not look good because they've got some decent players coming back on that team. But Washington ended up with a continuous clock against them and defeated them 74-38. Streaks lead here. Also coming up, of course, later tonight, the Streaks have another game. They'll take on the Springfield Senators. That one's scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. And it'll be about 7:06, 7:10 for the pregame if things are running on time here by that point. If we keep having games like this, that we could have another continuous clock. That means all the games will start on time. There's going to be some pretty good games in between, though. There's going to be some good teams playing. So we'll see. We may be on time when we get to that point or not. But either way, we'll have the game for you coming up here tonight. Then Tuesday night, the girls will open conference play. They will be on the road up at Geneseo to take on the Maple Leafs in the conference opener. That is Tuesday night, 7 o'clock tip scheduled. So we'll take the air at about 6:40 Tuesday night from Geneseo. Also Tuesday night, the Gilsby boys open their season. They will open their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. And who do they play? I'm trying to find it on the schedule here. They open up on Tuesday night, so we'll have one of the games will be on here on WGIL, the other will be on 92.7 FM The Laser. We will we'll let you know when that comes up on Tuesday night. Then the boys will play again Friday night, and the girls they'll actually play a couple of times Friday, I think, and the girls and boys will both play two games next Saturday. So it's a busy start to the season for both the Galesburg girls and boys teams. And the girls lead it here. Oh, it is now says 33-10 on the scoreboard. Thank you. So they did get it straightened out. We didn't miss something.
Yeah, well, I went down there and I looked at the official book, and the official book only had 19 points in the first quarter.
Okay.
So then when I was down there talking to him, he's like adding up the points in the first quarter, and he came to 21. I said, no, add it slowly. And until then, finally got there, and he was at 19, and then we checked Freeport's book to see if it matched. They had the Streaks for 16 points in the first quarter. So we just nullified what Freeport's book says.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't even think she was paying attention.
Apparently not. Wow.
And then somebody came down and thought the Freeport hit 12, which I don't have that, and the official book doesn't have that.
So. No, yeah, we've all got, yeah, there's 4 points for Kleckler and 6 points for Lacey.
Right.
All. Yeah, so 10. All right, well, Streaks lead it here 33-10 at halftime. We're hoping that the lead's going to spread out even more. Maybe we'll have a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. We'll see. Well, it also helps because both teams have a short bench. Streaks, because of some of the sophomores that dress varsity for the Streaks, they're over playing at the Fieldhouse right now, so they're not available. So you sometimes a short bench, a continuous clock would be a good thing. We don't know that we'll get to that point, but we'll see. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats, halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast for today: partly sunny, looking for a high today of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 28.
Tomorrow for your Sunday, partly sunny, high 46. Tomorrow night, clouds, a low 34. By Monday, partly sunny, a high of 50. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a chance for rain or snow, a low near 35. And by Tuesday, high near 45 with a chance for some rain or snow. Currently, we do have a partly cloudy sky and 34.
Play the Waterworks Car Wash Pro Football Pick'em at WGIL.com for your chance to win a weekly prize and hundreds in cash at the end of the season from 156 East Bar and Grill at WGIL.
Back here, quickly, our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velsen, the National Advisor of Edward Jones on National Boulevard and Galesburg, member SIPC. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kaylee Miller with 11, including a couple of threes, 7 for Audrey Peck, 4 for Riley Jenkins, 3 for Chelsea Stevenson, 4 for Caden Slidick, 4 for Armani Rivas off the bench, 2 three-pointers, 11 for 18 from the line. Easy for the Pretzels, 4 points for Kenzie Kleckler on a couple of shots, 6 for Alexis Lacey on 3 baskets.
Yeah, turnover-wise, 18 turnovers for the Pretzels. Streaks have 1, 26 rebounds for each team, 15 offensive for the Streaks, 5 offensive for Freeport. Freeport is 5 of 21 from the field, all two-pointers. Streaks are 10 of 43, 2 of 14 from distance. And a steal from Audrey Peck to open the quarter.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velsen, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. Now, Freeport with it back the other way. Lacey drives down. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, and Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound. Lauren on the run left side. Lays it up. Too strong. And the rebound is going to go off of Riley Jenkins. Oh, no. They're going to say that Sanchez got a hand in there on it. Gets a smile from Riley, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. And Riley Jenkins will inbound from the right baseline.
If the Streaks push this to the 30-ish area, I would assume that the starters will come out.
And another three-pointer, Kaylee Miller from the left baseline puts it in. Her third of the ball game. She's got 14, make it 36-10 Streaks. This is Yoder with it. On the dribble against Miller. That's Sanchez. Gets it to Lacey out near the center circle.
They need to run some high ball screens for her and get her open in space going downhill. And a steal right there by Chelsea Stevenson.
So the Streaks take it back the other way.
20 turnovers now for the Pretzels. And stealing it right back
Lacey.
Is Lacey.
Lays it up. Oh, got it. And she's fouled by Riley Jenkins. That'll be the first foul on Riley. So Lacey now with 8 of Freeport's 12 points, and she's got a chance to add. This will be their first free throw attempt of the basketball game. You know, one of the things we were talking off air about the turnovers, we cannot remember, no matter how good of Streaks teams we have seen over the years, only one turnover and a half.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. Free throw no good by Lacey. Chelsea Stevenson away with a rebound. She'll bring it down herself. Gives way to Lauren Livingston. Now Riley Jenkins out high left side. Lauren Livingston with it to Audrey Peck at the left elbow, left baseline. Kaylee Miller back to Lauren Livingston, fires a three, left wing.
Good. There she goes.
How about that? There we go. Lauren Livingston, her first basket of the ball game, and make it 39-12 Streaks. This is Yoder with it, working against Chelsea Stevens. Be careful there, Chelsea. She's done hand-checking and reaching a little bit. They're just kind of letting it go at this point.
I don't know how we didn't get the 5 seconds there. But
yeah, either the foul or the 5 seconds. Good defense, but most games you're not going to get away with that. But I guess you do what you can get away with. If they're not calling it, well, you know, why not? So back the other way as Caden Slidick checks in. Also, Arlita Brown, Audrey Peck, and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. Lauren Livingston, left baseline, it goes to Kaylee Miller, another three, good, nothing but the bottom of the net, again, that's her second one in the quarter, and her fourth in the ball game.
That gets you to that magical 30 mark, you just got to stay above it now going into the fourth.
42-12, Streaks with a lead, and a travel is going to be called on Kleckler, a good defense by Arlita Brown as Kleckler turned to face up and drug the pivot foot.
22 turnovers now for the Pretzels.
Wow. It'll be Streaks, Lauren Livingston, left baseline. Kaylee Miller thought about the three, then swings it over to Riley Jenkins. Riley will fire the three out high right side. Missed that one. Rebound, Lauren Livingston. Kicks out to Caden Slidick. She drives in, puts it up from 10, missed it. Rebound comes down to Sellers for Freeport. 5:20 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 42-12 lead. This is Sanchez with it out high right side to Katzenberger. Katzenberger high post to Kleckler. Kleckler down to the right baseline. It goes to Yoder.
Coach Massey with a pretty small lineup in there right now, and he's about to make it get smaller.
Ball knocked away by Cadence Leidick. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Freeport as Armani Rivas checks in. She'll replace Kelly Miller. Yeah, Kaylee Miller. Now Audrey Peck back in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston. So a little more size in there.
Yeah, Lauren had been the tallest girl on the floor there.
This is Kleckler. Dropped it. Now got knocked away by Arlita Brown. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. They're going to say Kleckler hit it last. So the Streaks will get it back on another Freeport turnover with under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
As we talked about, the Streaks don't have a ton of height on this roster, but Lauren Livingston, 5'8", was the tallest player out there for a period of time there.
Riley Jenkins fires the three out high right side. Good. That is her first basket of the ball game. All of her points came on free throws in the first half. Make it 45-12. Now a steal by Riley down the right side. Laid it up. No, but she's fouled by Lacey. So Riley will get another shot at a couple of free throws. 45-12, Streaks dominating here this afternoon, or this morning. Still this morning, isn't it? Yeah. It's not noon yet.
Approaching, but not quite there.
So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line. That was the second foul on Lacey. No, her third foul. First shot for Riley is up and good. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Katzenberger checks back in. She replaces Lacey for Freeport. Second shot up and good for Riley Jenkins. She is 6 for 6 from the line here this morning. 47-12, Streaks lead. Back the other way, Katzenberger gets it across midcourt. Nearly knocked away by Cadence Leidick. Playing good defense on Yoder. Yoder finally drives baseline, double dribble, no call. Now she threw it off the foot of Kleckler, and it'll go back to the Streaks.
7 turnovers already in this quarter for the Pretzels.
Back the other way, Riley Jenkins gives Arlita Brown on high left side, left wing to Armani Rivas. Armani puts on the floor, swings over to Riley Jenkins on high right side. Now Arlita Brown, top of the key. She'll hand off to Riley.
Coach Massey's got a line change coming.
Now it's Arlita Brown on high left side, top of the key, Audrey Peck, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Riley puts on the floor, gets Cadence Leidick, top of the key, back to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley dribbles left, gets a pick from Audrey Peck on the left wing, hesitates, goes baseline, nice bounce pass to Audrey, but she got fouled going up for the shot. They're going to call it on Schultz. Nice little pick and roll there.
Schultz arguing she got all ball, which
maybe.
Actually, it was Katzenberger.
Okay.
13.
I thought I just saw the three down there. Well, she's not even on the floor, is she? So Katzenberger, that's her second foul. Audrey Peck, free throw up and good.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a bad argument. She might have some merit there.
She's got 8 points. Audrey Peck on the verge of a double-double with 8 points. I'm not sure she's going to get the shot because Camellia Schwartzman is waiting for her. Unless she misses the shot, gets a rebound, and puts it back.
Right.
Then she'll hit the double figures in points. But I'm guessing we might not see much more of Audrey. We'll see. I'll miss the shot, but rebound comes down to Sellers.
that's true. That's what you got to do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You see the sub coming, you got to miss that free throw so you could stay out there.
And I don't know, with a short bench, I don't know if Coach Massey, if the starters might still get some time in the fourth quarter or not. We'll see. Now Camellia Schwartzman checks in, and she'll replace Audrey Peck with 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter after another Freeport turnover. How many is that now?
That is now 8 in the quarter, 26 for the game.
26 turnovers, 12 points.
Well, you know, on that point of whether the starters will see more time, I would assume Coach Massey doesn't want them to.
Oh, nice backdoor pass. Kaylee Miller to Camellia Schwartzman. She puts it up left side off the glass. And she did a nice job, went up, grabbed it straight up with a shot. 50-12 Streaks. Yeah, you're right.
Because you got that second game today. If you can avoid having to put the starters back in, I'm sure that would be his preference.
Yoder, left wing, goes baseline and nearly lost a handle. Puts the shot up, no good. Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound, gets bumped by Sellers. And that will be the second foul on Brooklyn Sellers. 2:56 to play here in the third quarter. Well, the good news, it'll be over quickly in the fourth because it'll be a continuous clock. Unless Freeport makes some kind of miraculous three-minute run here. Camellia Schwartzman, left wing, hands off to Lauren Livingston, top of the key, Kaylee Miller to Camellia Schwartzman in the paint, turns, puts it up off the glass, too strong, rebound Lauren Livingston, fade away, up off the glass and in. Right, Lauren finally started to get the touch a little bit. She's got 5, 52-12. Another thing, same thing, Camellia Schwartzman again, grabbed it right up with it. I like to see that. We don't always see that from the bigs.
No, you don't want him bringing it down and especially putting that dribble on the ground, which we see often.
And another turnover as Sellers tried to get to Schultz on the rather Katzenberger and just threw it too far as Lauren Livingston goes to the bench and she's replaced by Megan Roan. Armani Rivas back in. And who did she get?
Kaylee's supposed to come out. The Streaks have six players on the floor right now.
And the officials haven't noticed it yet. Wow. They're going to let us have the ball?
Yeah. Wow.
That shouldn't have happened, should it?
No. Well, it should have been technicals,
well,
but
right.
It should have been.
Yeah, so ball we shouldn't have had the ball.
Now, in all fairness, the official didn't let the sub happen either. They waved her in, but they didn't let her go get who she was supposed to get.
Megan Roan missed from the top of the key. Armani Rivas with a rebound and puts it up and in. She's got six and make it 54-12 Streaks with 2:06 to play here in the third quarter.
You know, I think Armani Rivas, this time she's gotten at the end of the last two games, is earning herself some time earlier in the game.
Absolutely. Shot missed by Kleckler in and out. Roan with a rebound for the Streaks to Rivas. Armani across midcourt right side. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 54-12 lead. She dribbles right, gets a pick from Camellia. Now to Megan Roan at the free throw line. And she lost a handle on it. And Yoder comes away with it for Freeport. Knocked away from behind by, Lily Hudgens. And the Streaks get it back. Armani Rivas with it. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Armani on the dribble. Goes past Kretzel. Wow, gets knocked to the floor by Sellers, and Armani's going to go to the free throw line. Well, she took the hit, that's for sure. Popped right back up.
She was not backing down from Sellers.
Not at all. Sellers, not only. I mean, you know, we said 5'9", 5'10", big body, though, too. And she took that contact, nearly hit the shot, couldn't get it quite to go, but Armani to the free throw line. First one is no good. 1:28 to play in the third. Streaks with a 54-12 lead. Another sub.
You know, going back to the whole substitution thing, the other thing is I suppose the officials didn't do a good job communicating either because the ball was so far down on the far end where there was only one official. He didn't notice the sub coming in.
Shot missed. Camellia Schwartzman with a rebound, puts it up and in.
And again, she keeps it high and finishes.
56-12. Camellia's got four all here in the third quarter. And the Streaks lead 56-12, 1:15 to play in the third. High post, it goes to Kleckler. Now it's Schultz with it out high on the right side. Down to the right corner, there was two pretzels there. It's taken away by Kleckler, now hands off to Yoder.
You're making me hungry.
And Yoder, Yoder traveled with the basketball, no call. Now gives to Kleckler again. Now Yoder fires a three out high right side, got it. First three-pointer of the ball game for Freeport. And first person to score other than Lacey or
Armani
Kleckler.
Takes it down. She is not backing down, Tom. She just got that ball and flew down the floor and laid it up and in.
So Armani Rivas now with,
Eight
in the ball game. 58-15 Streaks, 25 seconds to play in the third. At high left side, this is Williams back in. Now it's Schultz, dribbles right with 18. Top of the key, it's Williams with 16. Sanchez, left side, Yoder on the wing. Back to Sanchez. Out high goes to Williams. She'll fire the three.
Wow.
No good. Rebound, Armani Rivas. She's going to take it herself. She's going to beat everybody down the floor. Right side, lays it up and in.
Oh, my gosh.
Armani Rivas makes it 60-15 as the third quarter comes to an end. Is the Galesburg Silver Streaks dominating in every way. Galesburg 60. Freeport 15 will come back with a very quick, unless there's a timeout, it's going to be a straight 8 minutes because it's going to be a continuous clock. Streaks lead 60-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
According to the National Alliance to End Homelessness, over 610,000 people experience homelessness on any given night here in the United States. That's why the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter exists, to provide clothing, food, shelter, and counseling, all free of charge to men, women, and their children in need. The Harvest Time Share-a-thon is going on until 6 o'clock tonight on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. A time to raise funds for the work of the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter and Women's Pregnancy Center. To make a pledge, call the special Share-a-thon number at 342-9194, or you can donate online at galesburgrescuemission.org. Volunteers are standing by to take your pledge right now. The Harvest Time Share-a-thon to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter and Women's Pregnancy Center. 342-9194 or at galesburgrescuemission.org.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Fourth quarter, nice pass from Monty Rivas into Camellia Schwartzman, who puts it up and in. That's six for Camellia, make it 62-15 streaks. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim, the streaks beating the Freeport Pretzels here. First game of the day. We'll play later against the Springfield Senators. This is Kleckler, right wing to Yoder, to Schultz. Now it's Sanchez between the circles. Sanchez dribbles right, puts up a weird runner, missed it.
She just chucked it at the rim.
And the rebound came out long. Schultz came away with it for Freeport.
She didn't look like she had any intention of shooting it, and then all of a sudden just threw it at the rim.
Now Kleckler in the paint lost a handle on it and picks it up on the baseline, and she fires a shot kind of from behind the glass, missed it. Arlita Brown with a rebound for the streaks. Arlita brings it up herself. Picks up, gets to Cavalier Schwartzman again. Oh, shot blocked. I thought maybe she got fouled, but the rebound comes away to Rivas. She got pushed in the process. And the foul is going to go against Sanchez.
Well, and Armani is just going all over the place. Right there, that ball came loose, and she got on the floor and went after it.
Cadence Leidick comes back in to replace Arlita Brown. 6:36 to play in the ball game. Clock running. Streaks leading 62-15. Armani Rivas to inbound from the left baseline to Camellia Schwartzman. Top of the key it goes to Lily Hudgens. She drives down the right side, lays it up, missed it. Rebound Megan Roan. Can't hit the putback, but she's hammered by Sellers. I almost got to feel bad for these Freeport girls because at least two starters are going to have to play the entire game because they've only got three players on the bench. Their short one with the other Lacey,
Tony Lacey.
So they're short one, so these girls are going to have to be in no matter what. Megan Roan goes to the free throw line. With two shots, first one bounces high and bounces through. That's like the third or fourth one of those we've seen today. It bounced high off the back of the iron and then fell down through.
Well, I don't know. I didn't mind playing even if it was at the end of a game like this just because you're getting some time.
Camellia Schwartzman with a rebound, put back blocked, and then Roan gets it, kicks it out to Lily Hudgens for three. Good. Lily Hudgens with her first basket, 66-15 streaks, 5:36 to play in the ball game. Right wing, a shot up and no good by Yoder, and Hudgens comes away with a rebound. Gets to Camellia Schwartzman, now Armani Rivas. She'll take it across midcourt herself.
Who got that rebound? Sorry.
It was Lily Hudgens.
Lily Hudgens.
Armani Rivas gets a pick from Camellia Schwartzman down the right side, up off the glass and in. What a nice move by Armani. Used the pick well, took it all the way down in and blew right past the second defender, 68-15 streaks. This is Yoder across midcourt right side for Freeport. High post ball gets knocked away, but Williams comes away with it for Freeport. Gets it out to Sanchez on the left wing. She'll bring it back out high. Bounces for Schultz on the right wing. Schultz back out high right side, working against Cadence Leidick. Have fun with that.
Yeah, no.
She keeps getting pushed toward that midcourt. Where's the five call there? He wasn't even counting.
No. That's the second time he's kind of just said, I'm not going to count the five.
Different crew member. He doesn't usually work with this crew. I don't know.
Double dribble.
Now a double dribble called on Sanchez. It goes back to the streaks. 4:34 and counting to play here in the ball game. Streaks with a 68-15 lead. Arlita Brown checking back in. She will spell Cadence Leidick. And again, a shorter bench for the Streaks here this afternoon as some of the sophomores that the dress varsity, that's Sacred Heart Griffin Company. I was going to say they're playing over the field house right now. Arlita Brown drives right, picks up, gives to Megan Roan, free throw lines, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, it's Williams that comes away with it for Freeport. Bounces for Schultz, she'll bring it across right side. Right wing to Yoder, bounces for Sellers. Sellers fakes, goes baseline, puts up with left hand, no good. Are they going to call Megan Roan with a push? Yeah, I guess so. That'll be her first foul.
It looks like, I wonder if Lacey's injured. She's not on the bench anymore.
Oh, the other Lacey, yeah. You're right. So go to the free throw line, two shots, Brooklyn Sellers, and roll that one through, kind of flat, got it up and through. That's her first point in the ball game. Oh, now there she is. She was waiting. She was at the bench.
Oh, she was waiting
to check in. Okay. The official was blocking her from us. She was behind the official. That's why we couldn't see her.
I kind of want to see her and Rivas getting a foot race on a loose ball or something.
Second shot for Sellers up and hit them both. Their first 2 points of the ball game make it 68-17 streaks. Lily Hudgens with it. Armati Rivas down the right side, lays it up, gets hammered by Sellers. No call. Camellia Swarthmore, the rebound, gets blocked. And the rebound comes away to Lacey for Freeport. Lacey traveled with it, though. She was trying to pass the ball to Sanchez and took an extra step there before she let the pass go.
That's 30.
30 turnovers, 17 points. Wow. I wonder what the record for turnovers is in a game. Have we seen that many? I know, I'm sure.
We've seen, especially during the system time. Yeah. We would. I think we even saw 40 somewhere.
Oh, nice pass from Rivas to Camellia. Swarthmore in the paint. Camellia couldn't hit the shot. A little bit too strong on it. She had to gather herself. She kind of bobbled the ball when she caught it. Couldn't quite get enough a grip of it to get a good shot up and in. What a great pass from Armani Rivas, though. Schultz, right wing, right baseline to Sanchez. Streak still playing really good defense. No matter who's been in there, they've been playing really good defense against Freeport, which has not helped their cause at all. Sellers with it. Down the right side of the lane, and what are we going to have, a reach?
I'll tell you what, Sellers had that ball up near the top of the key, and she was holding it down at her waist looking to the left. Armani was real close to her, probably could have picked it and taken it the other way.
Foul on Megan Roan, and that'll be on the floor. They're not going to put her at the free throw line, are they? No. Yeah, she was dribbling the ball. So Freeport will have it on the right baseline. It'll be Schultz inbound with 1:38 to play. And it comes to Williams, right baseline, working against Megan Roan. Good defense. Where's the five call again? Sanchez.
They're not counting.
Well, Joe was counting out near midcourt, but the guy closest to the play wasn't. Now another turnover as Williams just threw it away.
Well, what happened was the ball got thrown to Sanchez, and Sanchez put her hands on it but then wasn't looking at the basketball. It rolled out of her hands and just kind of rolled to the bench. Just lack of focus there by Sanchez.
66 seconds to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 68-17 lead. Armani Rivas across midcourt with it on the dribble for the Streaks. Left wing to Camellia Schwartzman. Now Megan Roan out high left side. Armani Rivas, stolen away by Lacey. Here's the race as Armani runs her down. Ooh, I thought she traveled with a miss of the shot. Now she's going to go to the free throw line because she got hammered by Sellers going after the rebound, and that's the seventh team foul. And we're going to walk it down. We're going to end the game at the free throw line. Yeah, I think it will, but we'll end the game with Armani Rivas at the free throw line. Good hustle. I mean, she got back there.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Usually the ball handler has the advantage because you can push the ball out in front of you.
Well, and she bobbled it. Yeah. So once she bobbled the basketball, technically it probably should have been a travel. So a nice job by Armani getting back that quick.
22 seconds and counting. Armani Rivas at the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus here.
Probably the only thing she hasn't accomplished is hit free throws.
Yep, missed it. Rebound comes down to Lacey. Again, Lacey going against Armani. Bounces it for Schultz, right wing. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped around. Sanchez comes up with it. Arlita Brown got the shot blocked. Armani Rivas comes away with it on the dribble, right side, and another foot race, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds. And that's the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks dominate the Freeport Pretzels. Final score, Galesburg 68, Freeport 17. We'll come back and talk more about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, stats and more. That all coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
According to the National Alliance to End Homelessness, over 610,000 people experience homelessness on any given night here in the United States. That's why the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter exists, to provide clothing, food, shelter, and counseling, all free of charge, to men, women, and their children in need. The Harvest Time Share-a-thon is going on until 6 o'clock tonight on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
a time to raise funds for the work of the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter and Women's Pregnancy Center. To make a pledge, call the special Share-a-thon number at 342-9194, or you can donate online at galesburgrescuemission.org. Volunteers are standing by to take your pledge right now. The Harvest Time Share-a-thon to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter and Women's Pregnancy Center. 342-9194 or at galesburgrescuemission.org.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The official WGIL forecast for today, partly sunny, looking for a high today of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 28. Tomorrow for your Sunday, partly sunny, high 46. Tomorrow night, clouds, a low 34. By Monday, partly sunny, a high of 50. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a chance for rain or snow, a low near 35. And by Tuesday, high near 45 with a chance for some rain or snow. Currently, we do have a partly cloudy sky and 34.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this morning, 68-17 over the Freeport Pretzels. Sal Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joining us, Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, and coach, one of the things that we really liked about this game, yeah, Freeport may have been outmatched, but your defense, it didn't matter who you had on the floor from start to finish, your kids went out there and played really, really good defense the entire game, and that's why the score ended up the way it was.
Yeah, I think we were decent that way. We tried to do mix it up, and some things that we've worked on, have an opportunity to try and work on those in the first half some, and I think any time you start playing multiple defenses, your man-to-man doesn't become quite as good in what you're doing. But I thought we definitely got a lot of loose balls and got steals that way.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about in the preseason was the fact that you got a group of girls that really hustles. And, again, it didn't matter who you had on the floor. Of course, you know, we talked the other night about Cadence Leidick, and part of the reason she's in there is because of the defense. She came in right away, I think had three or four steals right off the bat. And same thing when you brought Armani in. It didn't matter who it was. I mean, all your girls, I think Kaylee, Riley, all knocking the ball away, loose balls. Audrey Peck, whether in the middle, it was just really a pretty amazing performance.
Yeah, I thought Audrey had a nice game as far as rebounding and took the ball up aggressively with it. I don't know, what did she finish with?
We had her with 8 points and at least 11 rebounds.
Had a nice night. because also there were ones that she was getting some rebounds or loose balls that weren't right where she was, and so it really she was going after it.
You know, we were talking about her in particular during the game. She does something that not all players. One, she gets really good position going after rebounds, but she uses her height and length so well because she's doing things that a lot of girls get called for over the back, but she's able to use her length and jumping ability to get to balls when somebody might have good position on her without committing that foul.
Yeah, that she, you know, she doesn't lean in with her body, right. That she's reaching out with her hands.
Shot the ball not as well as maybe you'd like to, but Kaylee Miller filled it up really well, especially from behind the arc.
Yeah, Kaylee was really probably the only one that really you could say, you know, was hot or really got after it.
A little bit of a shorter bench with the sophomores playing. Of course, they had a short bench as well. But I thought your bench that came in there and played, again, it didn't matter who was in there. The defense was there. And I think the biggest thing, probably the effort, the hustle was there.
Right. I thought so. And I thought both Chelsea and Cadence were both. Cadence is always aggressive defensively. Chelsea, I thought, was more aggressive than she had been the first game, and it really helped that way.
All right, probably see a little more athleticism tonight from Springfield.
Yeah, I assume so. They had a tough first game, but you know they're playing some young kids, but they're you know kind of some savvy ball handlers and stuff. So,
well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Go get some lunch and some rest.
Yeah, hope so. Thanks.
Coach, appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 68-17. Come back and run down our post-game stats, talk a little more about this one, and a little bit later on we'll name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. Streaks win it 68-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
So now the final score is 70-17, as there apparently was 2 points. They said that Audrey Peck had another two. I don't know if it was a basket or free throw. I just put it down as a basket, so that gives her a double-double, number one. But 70-17, the final score. Apparently there was 2 points that a bunch of us missed somewhere along the way. I don't know, but I don't know where it happened.
Every scorekeeper missed it except for Coach Massey's.
Anyway, so that's the new final score, 70-17. All right, Streaks win it here this morning. Our post-game statistics, we'll start with scoring-wise. The Streaks with a couple of players in double figures now. Actually, three players in double figures now. 17 for Kaylee Miller, including 4 three-pointers, a 2-1-for-3 from the free throw line. Armani Rivas came off the bench to score 12 points on 6 baskets. Got to get those free throws squared away. 0-for-3 from the line, but still a really good effort from Armani. 10 points now for Audrey Peck on a couple of baskets, and or actually 3 baskets now, and 4-for-6 from the free throw line. 9 points for Riley Jenkins. She hit a 3-pointer, and she was 6-for-6 from the line. 5 points for Lauren Livingston on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Caden Slidick on a basket, 2-for-3 from the line. 6 points for Cornelia Schwartzman off the bench on 3 baskets. 4 points for, 3 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket, 1-for-3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Lily Hudgens on a 3-pointer. 1 point for Megan Roan on 1-for-2 from the line. Streaks with 6 three-pointers in the game. From the line, 15 for 27. You got to work on that because going to be – or is that what you had or was I wrong?
I had seven threes.
Oh, 7 threes. Okay, I'm set. Let's see.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right.
Okay.
I didn't add them up right. Nope, there's seven. 7 threes in the game, but just 15 for 27 from the free throw line. Freeport, nobody in double figures. They ended up with 4 players scoring through the first 2 quarters. They only had 2 players that had scored. 8 points for Alexis Lacey on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Kenzie Kleckler on a couple of baskets. 3 for Kaylee Yoder on a 3 in the third quarter. 2 points for Brooklyn Sellers on 2 for 2 from the line late in the game. So 2 for 3 from the line, 1 three-pointer in the game for Freeport. But their big stat is going to be turnovers. Ouch.
Yeah, turnover game, it was pretty impressive, actually. 31 turnovers for Freeport, only 3 for the Streaks. That's by far the least I remember the Streaks getting in a game since I've been doing this. 43 rebounds for the Streaks, 35 for Freeport. Streaks had 23 offensive rebounds as opposed to 7 for Freeport. Freeport was 7 of 33 from the field, including 1 of 3 from downtown. Streaks were, with the change, 24 of 71, 7 of 21 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 3 rebounds and an assist for Megan Roan, 3 rebounds for Camellia Schwartzman, 10 rebounds, 3 steals and a block for Audrey Peck, and that includes 7 of those rebounds were offensive. 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal for Lauren Livingston, a rebound for Abby Langenfelter. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
What number?
32. Who's 32?
She wasn't in, though.
I don't know.
Because she was one of the sophomores that wasn't.
Yeah, I gave a rebound and assist to her, or rebound and a missed three to her. Must have been somebody else.
Lily Hudgens, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see. Anyway.
Cadence Leidick had 6 steals and a block.
Wow.
Kaylee Miller had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Arlita Brown, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. 2 steals, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks for Chelsea Stevenson. 4 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals for Armani Rivas. 1 rebound for Lily Hudgens, and 5 assists and 3 steals for Riley Jenkins.
All right. So pretty overall impressive game for the Streaks. As talking with Coach Massey, what we saw was the hustle and the defense, no matter who was on the floor, no matter what point of the game it was. That was what was good to see from this team. It didn't matter who was in there. They were all defending. They were all hustling, going after the loose balls, and it was kind of a fun game to watch for the Streaks. All right, Galesburg wins it 70-17, the final score. Our final order of business, we'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care.
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it 70-17, the final score over the Freeport Pretzels. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym, the first of 2 games today. We'll play one a little bit later on tonight, scheduled to be a 7:30 tip. So we'll take the air around a little bit after 7:06, 7:10, somewhere around there. Depending on how these other games go, we probably will have a couple more continuous clock games. We'll see. we'll see. This is probably going to be one of them between Sacred Heart Griffin and United Township, based on the way UT played earlier today and how well Sacred Heart Griffin played the other night. All right, our final order of business is our Day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Wow, what can you say? Armani Rivas came off the bench, scored 12 points, did a great job defensively, couldn't hit the free throws, but just did a really good job running the point, playing defense. You had Kaylee Miller really filled it up from behind the arc. She's the only one that shot the ball really well, honestly, here this morning. She hit, 4 3-pointers for the streak, 17 points, which I believe is a career high for her.
In all fairness, Armani was also 6 of 9 from the field.
Oh, okay, well.
But most
of
hers were free throws.
Okay,
so,
well, so I should say from the perimeter.
Right.
We just didn't Kaylee was the only one that shot well. Riley Jenkins, another good all-around game, 9 points, 5 assists, 3 steals. You know, a lot of good defensive efforts. But this young lady, we talked about the job she did on the glass. She ended up with a double-double. But really, you know, defensively, she sets herself up well in the post and really just did an incredible job rebounding the ball here this morning.
Yeah, we're going to go with Audrey Peck, the post player inside. She finished with 10 points, 10 rebounds, excuse me. 7 of those were offensive rebounds. She also had 10 points, 3 steals, a block. And, you know, she really, kind of like what Tom was saying, the team as a whole didn't shoot it all that great from the perimeter, but Audrey was in there cleaning things up, getting putbacks, and really did a nice job. And she also took, in all fairness, she also took Sellers out of the game. And Sellers, at the beginning of the game, looked like she might be the force inside.
Yeah, and she ended up with just 2 free throws in the fourth quarter, were her only points of the ball game. So Audrey Peck, the 5'11 junior, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, wow, good effort by the Streaks. And, again, you know, we talked with Coach Massey about Springfield. We know he said they're young and said they're going to have better ball handlers. They're going to be more athletic than what we saw here today. So the Streaks got to be ready to come out and play the same kind of defense again.
Yeah, you really do. And the other thing is that the big plus from this is a nice confidence-boosting W for the Streaks, because you got to feel good just from the all-around standpoint and how many people chipped in, that you know going forward what girls can start doing now, and that's always a plus.
So the Streaks win it here. The final score, Galesburg 70, Freeport 17. That's going to wrap things up for now. We'll be back with you again a little bit after 7 o'clock tonight as the Streaks take on the Springfield Senators. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chris LeGros. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ayrton saying good morning from John Field Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.